DraftSociety.com presents a Premier League Draft Fantasy Podcast. Welcome to the Key Pass Collective. Your exclusive source for the information, analysis, and advice you need to dominate your fantasy leagues. Come on in. We've been expecting you.
Going on, draft heads. Welcome into the Key Pass Collective. My name is Joe Williams. I'll be your host for this particular episode. Welcome back, everybody. Key Pass Collective, quick reminder, we are the draft, the audio companion to the Draft Society website. We're here for one more. Who am I kidding? We're going to do a postseason pod. We're going to do some wrap-up pods. We're going to do some too early ranking pods. But for this season, we're here for one more. To prep you for this upcoming game week 38, it all kicks off at the same time. It's going to be nuts, and we're going to hopefully do our best today to get you ready to dominate that game week. So let's get you some trophies. Let's get you some bragging rights here in this last week. So we'll do our best to prep you for that game week 38 today. Real quick, just a quick reminder, even if this is your 700th time listening to us, or maybe your first time, let's talk Draft Society very quickly. So what are we? We are your one-stop shop for everything draft fantasy football, Premier League related. And so whenever it comes to drafting your teams in the preseason, all the way through the end of the season, when it comes to looking for advice about who to start, start-sit players, waiver wire selections, all of those things. We've got it all for you on the Draft Society. If you haven't ever been there, next year, it's going to be your best friend. It's going to help you win your league. It is going to be your resource that's going to get you above your mates. But if you have, you know what to expect there. Basically, we've got Sleepers 11 every week. We've got waiver wire articles, consensus rankings that come out, draft statistics that are very, very in-depth, and all of that is completely free. We've also got a subscriber-only section that we would encourage you to join for next season. It's called The Inner Circle, and you're going to get a ton of extras that are going to really give you an edge in your league. We're talking player projections every single week. We're talking rankings, rest of season rankings, also every single week. We're talking consensus rankings, every international break that you can sort by analyst, you can sort by player, you can sort by position, you can sort by team, all the different things. And there's so much more, as you can see on the screen if you are watching us on YouTube. And if not, for the podcast listeners, there's a lot of benefits. So check out thedraftsociety.com. And just know that you would also be supporting an independent fantasy football website. We will talk more about the fantasy toolkit in the off season, but this will be your last chance to use it this week. Get yourself a leg up. Use the fantasy toolkit. It's bespoke to your Fantrax league. It will use your Fantrax league ID to give you recommendations on who to pick up during the season, recommendations on maybe who to trade, give you some valuations on your entire team, some power rankings for your league, rest of season player values. It's all there. So Fantasy Toolkit, it's going to be your best friend next year if you've not used it ever. Let's get you signed up over the summer, get you the draft kit, and get you the Fantasy Toolkit. All right, one more reminder. We've got the Final Day Perfect 11 coming up. The Final Day Perfect 11. It is just $5 American, and we keep none of this. It literally, all of the money goes out to paid out to winners. So the top winner will get 60% of the entire pot. The second place winner will get 30, I guess not really winner, second place will get 30%, and third place will get 10%. Literally what you do, $5 to enter and pick any team you want. Literally any team you want. There's no restriction. There's no salary you have to stay under. It is, you look at the matchups and you think, which players are going to literally dominate. That's it. It seems simple, right? Then if that's the case, hop in. Let's go. Link is in the description. Again, $5 American. You'll have to pay before you enter the league. And of course, we're already getting some comments in chat. Welcome in, everybody. I'll say hi to you in just a second. But yes, Tom, no, I promise you, we do not keep any of the money unless one of us wins. And then that doesn't go to the Draft Society. That just goes to our personal coffers. Anyway, so final day, Perfect 11. You got to hop in there. Do it. It's an absolute blast. So that's going on. Be sure to sign up and select your team before kickoffs start. Okay. Today, because it's game week 38 and because everything kicks off at the exact same time, there are going to be some start sit conundrums. There are going to be some waiver conundrums. There's going to be some streamer conundrums, like all kinds of just who should I start? You're kind of freaking, you're panicking. You know the guys in your league are out there trying to pick up the same players that you are. So we are going to go through literally match by match, and we're going to talk through potential streamers. We're going to talk through guys that are nailed on. We're starting them. Guys that potentially are sits. Maybe that we feel like they're traps for this week. And maybe some dart throws. Like if this guy starts, absolutely grab him. So that way we can hopefully prepare you the best we possibly can for this upcoming week and the craziness that is lineup announcements an hour before kick. So yeah, we're going to do that today. We don't normally go through match by match, but today we're going to do that and hopefully get everybody completely ready to roll and make sure that everybody's has got a good handle on, you know, if this guy starts, he's a good streamer. This guy, we're not so high on. We'll talk through it all. And then, of course, listener questions. What's up, chat? How's it going, everybody? I say listener questions because, of course, if you guys have any at any time, pop them in the chat. We'll see if we can get to them. Hey to all the good lads out there. Tom Husband, what's going on? Sorry about that, what happened today between us and our matchup. I did not know Lewis Hall would score a goal in the 98th minute. I deserve to lose that. You're still better than me. Anyway, Pubs with Ab, what's going on? Draft Espresso, what's going on? Robbie, how's it going? Robbie from Draft Society fame. Draft Alchemy, Zach, how is everybody? Keep chatting us up in the chat. And for those of you who aren't live with us, certainly next season, you got to join us. We do this basically every Wednesday during the season, try to do it live. And it's been fun. So we're going to keep it up. All right. Let's actually make some introductions here. We've got Toddy. We've got Ryan, who's changed his name for this particular episode. And then Draft Genie. How is everyone? Tell me, are you guys playing for anything this week?
Yeah, I just won the semifinal, so I'm in the final of my first playoff league. I still hate playoffs, especially given what the last 2 hours did to me. but thankfully made it to the final, so got some decisions to make.
Especially given that it was United that was playing at the time and that you had to...
Yeah, I was watching the Brighton-Chelsea game and I didn't know anything and I went off the grid for United Newcastle, so I just saw like the result. Seems like a crazy game.
Yeah, absolutely. Toddy, playing for anything?
Yeah, I have a
Pride.
More casual Dynasty League that I'm in first place in. So if I win my last game on same points as second place, friend of the pod, Espinoza, Peter. So yeah, if I win, I win the league. I don't want to lose, so I won. And also Perfect 11. That's my jam.
Yeah.
That's your day job.
We all have that to play for. So here's to hoping, because yeah. I'm still on the beach, but I'm enjoying it. I'm still setting lineups. I'm still having a good time. It's fine. Genie, are you playing for anything?
I was going to, but that late Brighton goal won me the community league.
Hell yeah.
Other than that, no, I'm just, finally get to just watch the games for fun.
For a change. Yeah, that's actually fair. That makes sense. Well, guys, in chat, let us know if you guys are playing for anything this week. Just curious to see who's on the line for championships or who's top of the table. And let us know if you have playoffs or not. And also, just out of curiosity, whether you enjoy playoffs or whether you, like Ryan, despise them. Just curious. I prefer a table setup only because I like to play the whole season. Even if I'm, what am I in our league, like seventh? I'm still going to set a lineup. I'm still going to play. I'm still going to check my matchups. But yeah, anyway, let us know in the chat and we'll get back at you there. Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about some I don't know, game previews, I guess. Like I said, we don't normally do this. This isn't our jam, but we're doing this week, guys. So match by match previews. We're going to go through them today. So what I would love from you guys.
I'm missing a jingle for this.
Yep, I know.
Just saying.
If only school were already out and I had more time on my hands.
When is school out?
Not until the second week of June.
Oh, well,
I know. Yep, tell me about it. It's brutal.
Leaving it late.
Yep, the kids are already checked out, so it's pretty rough. But
so you can start dialing down the.
You're off on the beach.
Honestly, I should just let them go on their phones, and I can just do Draft Society stuff. Really, right? Like that's.
You'd be singing the jingle.
Yeah.
In class.
Yeah.
Have them sing the jingle.
have them write a new jingle. Put them to work.
Yeah.
I can have them all sing
kid articles.
Okay. All right. I like this. Yeah.
Okay. Chat GPT, baby.
Pentrix is perfect.
You've had David. Now you want chat.
All right. So for each of these previews, what we're gonna do is we're gonna talk through of course some recent form of the teams in question. We're gonna look at clean sheet percentages. We're going to talk sure starts, like absolute studs, start them, don't even think about it. And then are there any sits? Are there any guys that you are thinking are a trap or just because of the matchup you would bench this week? Which is a big call, obviously, especially if they're big name guys. And then streamers, which let's for the sake of this show, let's call streamers guys who normally start and you would stream them this week. And then we'll have punts. And those are guys, like, if they start, this is a guy I would absolutely try to snag as soon as possible before my league mates get him. So does that make sense? Beautiful. All right, let's do this. So we start, obviously, with Arsenal versus Everton. Let me make this thing full screen real quick. So Arsenal, highest clean sheet percentage of the week at 54%. Everton, one of the lowest at 7%. You can see the form of both of these teams. Pretty great all the way around, actually. Everton, pretty decent at not conceding a ton of goals, which is interesting or something to think about in terms of.
All of those are at home, though, I will point out.
True. Yeah, it's a good call. And the only one that wasn't at home, they drew against Luton.
And then shipped six to Chelsea. It's fresh in the mind.
Yeah, definitely.
But it might be tougher than I think we all expect. So,
okay. So looking at both sides of the ball,
as you know, there are two sides of a ball.
Joe's autobiography.
Sorry, that's one of our favorite David GP lines. Anyway, looking at both sides of the ball, who are your sure starters? There's no way you're sitting these players.
I mean, on the Everton side, I mean, you have to start Tarkowski with the ghost, and probably McNeil, and I'd still probably start DCL because his aerials give him like 9-point games out of nothing. So those, I think, are the only three that I would start on the Everton side.
Okay,
I'd look to not start Tarkowski.
Ooh,
I think.
It's a big call.
Just because there's still a mathematical chance of Arsenal winning the league by winning this game, they will go ham.
But they don't need the goal difference, because it's like if City drop points, then we already have the goal difference. So if they draw, then we don't need any goal difference.
Yeah, but it's not like
there's no incentive to like go pump them, you know?
Yeah.
Just need to win.
Yeah, but I think they'll sort of go for it, especially in the beginning. I'm not against starting Tarkowski, but I'd rather someone else, honestly.
I mean, if you have great options, then yeah, he might be.
Yeah, and also, Arsenal just dominate teams.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a bit anxious to start any of my Everton players, which unfortunately I have quite a few of.
Same. So are you benching? I mean, let's just do this quick because we're on Everton. Yeah. Are you benching Doucouré?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Are you benching Garner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're not playing Gay or Onana at all.
No.
Are you playing McNeil?
No chance.
No chance.
Genie's definitely not. Genie's for sure not.
I'm probably playing. McNeil is the only one I'm confident in playing.
I think all Everton assets should just be dropped, to be honest.
I wish they got relegated. I really do. I can't fucking watch this shit anymore.
It's pretty brutal.
McNeil in the first game against Arsenal, -1.
See?
Nice.
Tarkowski, 6.75.
See? He's gonna
I'm
be
sorry, Tarkowski. Yeah.
What was the score in that game?
I think it was... No idea. Was it 2-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first time we won in Goodison in a long time.
Man, I just think, like, you don't want to be torn on that Everton option. Just drop them now, and then you could pick up, like, one of those random streamers from two teams that are just on the beach.
Branthwaite goes okay. Are we starting him?
No.
It was 1-0. Nah. It was 1-0.
Ooh.
1-0. Mm-hmm. It was 1 or 2-0.
Trossard's
fucking golden boot winner. He's scored the last like 16 games.
I can't stand him. That's just a Martinelli thing. So the only ones we have left is going to be if you want to call them the fullbacks, and then Pickford.
No, none of them.
No, not Pickford.
No chance.
Okay. But yeah, left back one is interesting. What do you reckon, Ryan? Is it going to be Tomiyasu?
Oh yeah, the starting 11 is like I said, I think weeks ago. He's got his starting 11 for until the end of the season, so it'll be the same as the last three games.
Yeah, but the United game was shaky AF.
So 1-0.
Yeah, true.
Well, I mean, yeah.
All right, Ryan, it'll be the same. So we're looking at what? Havertz, Saka, Trossard, Odegaard, Rice, Partey, White, yeah. Gabriel, Saliba, Tomiyasu?
Yeah. Raya? I think you start everybody but Partey. He's pissed me off. Like the two times I started him, I got like 3 and 2. And then the other ones, he got like 8.5 and 9.5. You just can't be trusted.
I mean,
he had a mare last game too. To be honest,
so not even a stream for you.
No, I don't think so. I'd have better options. Could be. I still think Partey will start. I think he'll keep the same 11. But I was calling for that Jorginho sub early in that United game, and I'm not a Jorginho fan really. That's how bad
far
he
from
was.
It. Far from
yeah,
it.
That's how bad he was. But might need Partey's kind of cross cutting passes to cut up this fucking bus that they're gonna throw.
Just in case, let's talk punts. I mean, just in case any of these guys start, you're starting basically all of, you know, Kiwi, Vieira. I mean, basically any attacker from Arsenal, right?
Like, yeah,
if Martinelli or Jesus get a miracle start. You're starting them all.
Yeah, any random that gets a start outside of Jorginho, I think you start.
Okay.
So My question is, I think it comes up in the first game that we were talking about. My tactic usually is to, not for shithousery, but mm-hmm. just for like general tactics points of view, I usually do a full 16 of starters for game week 38.
How, Uber everybody up and then filter on the back end. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm not gonna like I had a combo with one of our listeners who asked me if to help him set up for the playoff final he's facing, and he sent me his team and he had Reece James on it before pre red card.
Yeah, that's not.
But
anymore.
I told him to drop Reece James. And he said that he has won all his league titles with Reece James on roster, so he needs to have Reece James on roster.
Superstitious fella.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But
I think Genie has the same rule.
But like,
yeah.
are you gonna keep your studs?
No.
Like for example, if like Martin,
I'm not dropping Jesus, but
I am.
I'll keep everybody else.
As soon as I see Jesus is not in that starting lineup, I'm dropping him, and it's going to be feel the best. It's going to be one of the best things I've done all year.
Well, it's you're on the beach, and they've just delivered like a bucket of beer with ice in it.
It's going to hit like that. It's going to hit like that.
I'm a divorced dad on the beach with my only son, and I can't let him go into the water by himself, so I'm holding Jesus.
That's fair.
But also, he's crying constantly, so you can't go to the bar and start flirting with the chicks.
He's ruined the entire trip, don't get me wrong, but he's still my son.
Sanji mentions, or Banta Boys, sorry, in chat, mentions wait 10 minutes till kickoff. Warm-up injuries are a thing. That's interesting.
Is that a game week 38 thing? I mean, that's always...
I don't know. It's normally a thing. Yeah, it's true. But Toddy, what you're saying is so anybody who's not starting, you immediately dropping them and then picking up starters.
Yeah, so I'll... This is like Gaming 38 or any time there's a lot of games starting at the same time. So Gaming 38 or Boxing Day or whatever, I'll go for my high upside streams
mm-hmm.
and then pick them up quickly and then drop everyone on my after I've done the sort of mad rush for anyone I very much want. Then I drop all of the players who I don't start. And then pick up high-ish upside streamers so that I have 16 green ticks on my roster. And then I can tinker away.
And then your opponents can't pick up those 45 players.
Minutes. I mean, that's a bonus.
Okay. But, that's not why you do it.
It's not why you do it. It's just an added bonus.
Okay.
I like that, actually. That's a good idea.
All right, let's dive into the second matchup. Go ahead, sorry.
Just real quick on that topic. This is the game week where the Fantrax functionality with the starting toggle is just money in the bank.
Yeah.
If big asterisk, yes. If it's quick yeah. and live, so you don't have to go rooting around in different teams' 20, Twitter pages for
yeah, 20
lineups.
Twitter pages, yeah.
Yeah.
So provided you're playing on Fantrax, listeners, what he's meaning is you can filter players, toggle starting, and it'll give you literally all the players with the green checks.
And then just keep refreshing. And it actually is it doesn't show.
Yeah.
It actually is. I found that after Sofa Score. It's the second quickest one.
It's really fast, actually. Yeah.
It usually is. Yeah. Yeah. It's
so their credit. If it works, and this is a monumental
asterisk,
like a huge one, because we've had Gaming 38 troubles.
Of course.
With Togga and with Fanfrax. So yeah. It's somehow they've migrated this shit for final day. But yeah, if it works, then you can just set up your filters and then just keep refreshing, and when the lineups are announced, then the subsequent refresh will just populate your search.
Yep.
So yeah,
there it is.
It's good if it works.
All right, here we go. Second matchup: Brentford versus Newcastle. Brentford clean sheet percentage 17. Newcastle clean sheet percentage 23. Not a great bet for either of them, to be completely honest. Mixed results in terms of their last five. The game from today for Newcastle is not on there. But you can see kind of the previous results there. Lots of instances with both teams scoring. Like I said, mixed bag for both of them. Games over 2.5 goals, Newcastle, 3 out of the last 5. And that would be today as well, actually. So it's going to end up being, 4 out of the last 6. And then Brentford, 2 out of the last 5. So these teams are letting in goals. They're scoring goals to a certain extent, Newcastle more than Brentford. But still, both teams have the opportunity to score. Both teams can score. And it's not looking great for your defenders. So let's talk absolute starts. Who are you definitely trotting out?
Anyone who starts for Newcastle, to be honest. I think they absolutely destroy Brentford.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. These guys probably have their swimsuits ready to go, golf clubs in the change room. They have nothing to play for. But if the results go their way, Newcastle could go to Europe.
True.
Europa. So.
True.
I mean,
yeah.
Not everyone. I wouldn't start like Kraft. I wouldn't start
Longstaff.
Longstaff.
Exaggeration. But the
Longy.
Usual suspects.
Yeah. Most of the others, yeah.
So we're talking, correct me if any of these guys you don't think are gonna start. We're talking Isak, Murphy, Gordon, Bruno
I don't
G.
Think Murphy starts, to be honest.
You don't think so?
I think Almiron might actually get a start.
Yeah, we may see Almiron or Barnes or Joe Linton start.
I haven't seen Barnes in a long time. It's weird.
He played today.
Did he?
Yeah.
A few minutes.
I think 4 minutes.
Couple minutes.
Barnes season. Barnes season's longer than I remember.
Two, three.
It's in full effect right now, Barnes season.
It was actually 12.
Ooh, even so, double even digit, worse double, per production.
Double digit minutes.
And a double. Goodness. Hope he's okay.
21. 21 ice, in the first one.
Ice bath.
Oh, man.
Joe Linton's my guy here. He's the talk about off the bench production.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's been ghosting out of his mind coming off the bench. I was kind of hoping for a start today, yeah. But I'm glad he didn't, so that he can probably start this weekend.
12 points in like 15 minutes in the double. So
yeah, let's start him off the bench.
I for one think Murphy goes. I think he starts.
I think so too.
And I would definitely start him.
The only guy, so if I can jump over to punts, the only guy I'd be keeping an eye on is someone who might leave at the end of the season and could get a courtesy start. Not sure if Newcastle are going to push for a win or a best 11 sort of win is Matt Ritchie.
Who's been coming on
a few times lately?
Oh, cue the Obi-Wan gif. I've not heard that name in quite some time.
He's not the droid you're looking for here.
If he starts.
Toddy, no. Nope.
I think his most minutes this year is like 16.
Better chance of Ryan Fraser coming out.
I mean, Ryan Fraser plays for Southampton.
Exactly.
That's his point.
I think game week 38 is a wonderful, magical time.
Yeah.
You see, like, Newcastle actually have something to play for. Why?
That's fair.
I'm going to look at the table to see what the machinations are for them to get Europe.
Yeah, so they can
need Chelsea to lose.
They need Chelsea to lose to Bournemouth at home.
Hey, it's possible.
I mean, everything is possible, but I doubt.
Does it have the goal difference?
Newcastle's ahead, I think.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, so then, yeah, they need to win and Chelsea to lose.
Yeah.
Man United in eighth.
Yeah, they're cooked. They got minus three goal difference.
Oh, God. Yeah, so they could technically leapfrog Newcastle.
No.
How?
United?
If they win and Newcastle lose.
Toddy, you're getting shit in the chat right now for being on the beach.
The category is punt if started.
Toddy on the punted beach. Says what he wants.
It's punt if starting. I'm here for
think I would punt if he starts.
I would.
Yeah, I don't think I'd take him.
Game week 38 is a magical.
Yeah, you said that already.
Oh, Lord. Is this going to be the refrain? Is this going to be the refrain all episode here?
It is. I mean, you told us to get thinking about punts.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I did. It's okay. I like it. I like it when you're weird. let's talk Newcastle sits. So, Lewis Hall.
No, I'd start him. He's been decent. He was shit last game.
I think he got zero last game.
He's been decent if he scores, which was today. Otherwise,
he scored goal.
No, but it was other than the Brighton game, he's been pretty. Actually, you're right. Oh, holy crap!
He used to be a reliable ghoster, but the last several games he's been pretty bad.
There are other games
in April.
There are other defensive streamers. I think I'm gonna sit him.
If like push came to shove and it's like him and like some, I don't know, like a Bournemouth defender, I think I'd rather go him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not a bad streamer in a pinch.
And then we're benching Longstaff. You probably didn't have him rostered in the first place, so we're benching him. And then as far as punts, if they start, Genie, you mentioned Almiron. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Any other ones for Newcastle? I think Wilson's injured, so you can take him off that list.
Isn't it like a mysterious illness and that he might be...
It's something. Yeah, but I think I just don't see him starting. I really don't. But of course, yes. Okay. If he's definitely a punt. If he starts, you for sure run him out.
Yeah. Maybe Nick Pope, I guess, might surprise us and come back for that last game.
Yeah, I don't know why they risk it like that long, and then as you said, there's actually something to play for. I don't know.
All right, who are your sure starts for Brentford?
Tony
Belmo,
Reguilon.
Reguilon.
Wisa.
I think that's it. No.
Not Wisa.
Yeah, I think
maybe. He's been pretty good off the bench.
He's off the bench though. I'm not like the last two games off the bench, and then he had that stinker versus Everton. His last like really good game starting wise was Luton, and then he was pretty garbage other than that.
So if it ends up being Keane Lewis Potter, you're not starting him.
No.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
That was one of my boys preseason like 2 years ago.
KLP.
What about Damsgaard?
No, he's burnt us too many times.
Yeah, I looked at his numbers today. He's shit.
Unless it's against Sheffield, then no.
Jensen hasn't been starting, but if he does, I think he's worth a start.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Are you benching Yanelt?
Yeah, I don't think I would start him.
How about Norgaard?
No, he's been shit.
Yeah, he's shit.
Okay, and then Ayer's any defenders?
Not the worst.
Ayer? Okay, I was going to say any defenders aside from Reguilon.
I think there are goals. I think there are goals in this, so I'd I'd shy away from anyone not Reguilon. Pinnock is questionable. He's been hot and cold, hasn't he? He's had decent ones, but then stinkers.
Yeah, fair enough.
He seems to do better when he's busier. So he got 4.75 against Everton and then 2 against Sheffield United. In games where he's a little bit busier, he seems to do all right. So this is probably going to be one of those.
He got 6.25 last time out against Newcastle, so it's not the worst stream.
Pubs with Ad brings up Kevin Schade.
No.
I think if he starts, he's an okay stream.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's in my final slides.
Ah.
I think he'll be like the first guy off the field at like 52 minutes or something.
He's been healthy for like more than a month. I think if he gets the start, then he's as likely to stay on as others.
But even when he was like fully fit, did he ever make it past like 70 minutes, like early season starts?
I don't remember the early season.
No, not really.
Yeah. So I can't see that.
Yeah,
changing.
You're right. So 70, 79 was the most he got. All right. I'm comfortable leaving this one there. Anything else?
No.
Oh, Fantrax Fox says Wilson also had a falling out. Interesting.
What happened?
I didn't hear about that. Huh? Is it
about the podcast with Antonio?
It. Yeah. Yeah, must be. All right, moving right along, boys. Brighton versus Manchester United. Oh, okay. Clean sheet percentage for Brighton, 20%. Clean sheet percentage for Manchester United, 14. How do you have a lower expected clean sheet percentage than Brighton with the way that they're playing?
Oh. I think today was a good sign for United, but like Diallo, if he starts, if only he started all year, we could have maybe come sixth.
What no, but then?
I love the optimism, Genie.
I don't mind starting most of the United usuals. I don't think I'm streaming like a Johnny Evans or like a Maynou's a 50-50 here for me because he's been pretty decent as of late. But Diallo for sure. Like anyone that starts that's not like Varane, Evans, or like Eriksen, I'm pretty good with.
I think the main thing to look at quick, and then we'll go through start sits and everything. The main thing to look at here is goals scored and conceded in the last five for these teams. So for Brighton, 3 goals scored to 9 conceded. Nice. United a little bit better at least, but it's 8 goals scored to 11 conceded. So these teams let in goals. Like it's fun. Like it's just like it's a child just hanging out in front of a goal, like wondering what is this sport. So
high five.
Keeping that in mind, let's talk for sure starters. Genie, you just mentioned a few United players.
Yeah, like Diallo for sure. Hoyland is probably going to start. That last minute goal maybe got his confidence up, and Brighton suck at the back. I think Bruno obviously.
Yeah.
Casemiro I'm probably still rolling out. Same as the two fullbacks and Juan Bissaka and Dalo. I don't know who's Garnacho. Yeah, you're starting. I don't see Rashford starting this one, to be honest. That's pretty much it that I could think of. And Onana, obviously, he's just pretty much just leave him in there.
But if Rashford starts, you're gonna start him.
I don't know, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I've dropped him in a couple weeks. His last start was 2.5 points against Bournemouth. I think I'll pass, I can't lie.
Wow. Ryan and Toddy, what do you think on Rashford?
Yeah. I'd like the matchup, obviously, but yeah, he's been so bad. Depends on my roster. If I had to, I'd slot him in as a forward three, but if I had better options, I probably wouldn't take the risk.
Yeah, same, same. I wouldn't be overly excited.
Rashford or Yoan Wissa?
Rashford, I think.
It's close.
Neither is the best answer.
Rashford or DCL?
DCL. Jesus.
Another neither for me.
I'd rather Rashford, but I doubt he starts. So for punts, I think the ones Jeannie mentioned are the only ones to consider. And this is also like questionable how United will look at this game, because obviously they still have a mathematical chance of doing something. But if they want to go sort of farewell tour-ish, then Varane and Eriksen may start, who are probably leaving at the end of the season.
Varane is, he did a video talking about
Varane
his time
is
there,
definitely,
like it was,
I think Martial.
Martial is not healthy enough to even do a farewell run.
Maybe
could he leap around for the lap of honor? I don't know.
I think maybe one of those John Terry-esque 11-minute starting cameo. He just
that was brutal. That was absolutely brutal.
I streamed him that day, and I was fucking furious. I could not believe it. I was livid.
Draft Alchemy saying in the chat that United throw this game. Like, at this point, do even United want to go into the Conference League if they have a chance?
Because I wouldn't see why not, because it gives some of their younger players a easier way to game time to develop.
It's fair.
I mean, okay, I can see what you're saying. Like, and people were saying the same shit about Spurs, and to be fair to them, at least they showed up for the game until the last 20 minutes.
That fan base is horrendous, man. Honestly,
no, I agree, but like the professionalism of the players, I don't believe there's any team that's going to show up with the intention of like,
yeah, but
we're going to half-ass this.
Romero,
yeah, but for Spurs,
yeah,
it's more about the fan base that's
They were celebrating Collins goals, I'm pretty sure.
I completely agree.
But for United, it's the whole sort of
the team just
dressing
sucks.
Room. The team itself is
malaise,
is fractured.
Yeah.
Well, so
yeah, okay. Genie, United defenders.
Just the fullbacks and Onana, because Dalot and Wan-Bissaka. You know, they have a assist in their locker. Well, Dalot more so, but
yeah,
he's ghosted worse than Wan-Bissaka, I think, in recent weeks. And there are strong rumors that Bissaka's done. Dalot, I don't know, man. I think he's like, maybe he's checked out already. He's
cooked.
He's checked out.
Send Wan-Bissaka back to Crystal Palace, man. Let's go.
I think there's strong. He's done.
Munoz, baby.
Yeah, true. Does he start as Crystal Palace?
I think Wan-Bissaka would do good on like a Bournemouth.
I can see that.
I think he needs to go to somewhere where they don't have to attack.
Yeah, fair.
So not Bournemouth and Crystal Palace, who use their fullbacks quite attacking.
That sounds like an Everton then.
Everton, yeah. He'd do well at Everton.
Replace Seamus Coleman.
Yeah.
All right, Brighton.
Just solved football.
Brighton attackers and midfielders.
It's the same shit.
Yeah,
I know.
Buonanotte,
JP, and Odingra, and no one else.
I'm benching Buonanotte. Not a chance.
You're dropping Buonanotte.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and Ciso is shit. But Dingra didn't score well at all today.
Yeah, I'd probably end up starting in Ciso, Dingra, JP, just just yeah, Gross definitely.
Oh, for sure.
All the three attackers, I'd probably end up starting just because.
Not well
hope,
back.
Hope springs eternal, but not well back. Well,
the... I might start well back.
No. He's getting like 10 with a goal.
He loves scoring against United.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
He'll either get you 10 or -0.5.
He loves scoring though. Recently.
Yeah, yeah, he's been good.
No, that was his first goal in like 2 months. I think.
Oh, that's true. I just looked at that. You're right. You're right. Yeah, never mind. I think I'm gonna bench well back.
How about this one? Then this is a real scenario I have in my final. I have Sun, Adingra, Wood, and Nkunku. I was thinking about benching Adingra solely because, I mean, Wood has been totally out of form, but he has Burnley.
Oh,
I doubt. My bet is neither Nkunku or Wood start, so you would be Wood
hasn't,
fine.
Wood hasn't been benched in months. And Mudrik went out, and Nkunku came in and balled.
Yeah, I think Nkunku starts this one for sure.
If Nkunku starts, you have to start him.
Yeah.
100%.
He looked great today. Yeah and in Sun, Sun is just sure. Devil's, yeah, I'm devil's
leaning,
bargain.
Leaning bench and Adingra if all of them start.
Oh, yeah. If all of them start, I'd bench Adingra. But
yeah,
again, I don't think... I think I've already
I would
starts.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. Chat is mixed on that, Ryan. Dutch Cowboy likes a dinger over Wood. Pubs
with
Ab.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, Pubs with Ab thinks that Wood's finally got to bury one of these chances. Yes. That is a really tough one.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, anything else to mention? We're not starting Brighton defenders, right?
I was going to mention, I said
How
in the chat, Lamptey and He looked fantastic today outside of the red card that should have been a red card. The chokehold against Mudrik looked great. Scored 8 and change with 2 goals conceded. Man United at home.
I don't
if
do
you
it.
If you want to live by the seat of your pants,
you don't. Stream them. Trust me, I don't.
I like it. Magic
can happen this final day.
You know, Lamptey's top score this year was
probably the one today.
No, it was the one. It was against United. He got 16 points.
Wow!
Boom! Done.
I don't know if I've said this before. That was with two assists. I don't know if you know this about Gaming 38, but it's a wonderful magic.
It's a fairy tale.
It's a fairy tale where anything can happen.
Ryan, if you want to write a tragedy into the history books, then what you need to do is start Tariq Lamptey against the team that you absolutely cannot stand the most. And I promise you, by the end of Sunday, you're going to be absolutely cursing yourself. I don't know why you would put yourself in that situation.
I think Ryan will be like this all day, and it was like a
just catatonic. A
No. It was. He will be elated. He will be taken to the heavens.
Zen,
because Lamptey's gonna score 25. He'll have an assist, a bunch of ghosts, and he'll be like the girls who are singing the key pass. In our
that's also intro. Not a thing.
It is absolutely a thing. They will be singing as a choir behind Ryan as he is ascending to heaven on that Lamptey 25 pointer.
All right, any punts? I can't.
I thought we were at punts when we were talking about Lamptey.
Yeah, I just gave you the punt of the season.
Oh, that's fair. Well, then that's a sit for
punts?
Me.
Yeah, that's a done with this one.
Barco has been really good.
If he goes,
Barco scores like shit though.
as Lamptey.
He had like one. Tame shot on target from like 55 yards out or something stupid like that.
His total points this season are -1.
Five, 5.25.
Yeah. This is telling me it's time to move on.
Still not in the black for the season.
Yep.
Sorry.
But this is coming with that.
Absolutely our cue that it's time to move on to the next game when we're talking about Valentin Barco. All right. Burnley versus Forest. Clean sheet percentage. Burnley. Central. Burnley 20%. Forest 23%. Look at goals scored / conceded over the last five, and you have 8 scored, 9 conceded for Burnley. You have 7 scored, 10 conceded for Forest. I do not foresee a clean sheet here for either of these teams. If any of them, I suppose maybe Forest, but I think there's going to be goals in this. Are there for sure starters in this game? This is an interesting one.
I hope Burnley wins like 8-0.
Bowley
is locked in. Yep.
Well, Gibbs White, obviously.
Absolutely.
CHO.
Hudson-Odoi. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Draft Espresso. Absolutely.
Woods, a tweener.
I think if you have Wood. This you've been waiting for this. You started.
Yeah, I still think Avonie starts this one. But if
I don't know why he would randomly at the very end of the season.
If he does pick him up, that's an absolute punt.
My opponent just picked him up, so maybe.
Oh Lord!
It is a magical time.
the signs. Fashion tin hat.
The signs. Oh, Dara O'Shea.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. You say that, Genie.
Don't mind him. Actually, I'm still hoping Burnley just wipe the floor with Forest, give Luton every chance of surviving. I've never been a bigger Burnley fan, and I never will be again.
you do love you some Luton.
Dara O'Shea, GPH royalty.
Oh, we'll be talking about him later. Yeah. Okay, so if we look at. If you look at Burnley, let's kind of like talk through this quickly. There are various attackers that could potentially get the start here. You've got Bruun Larsen, you've got Odobert, you've got potentially Fofana, Lyle Foster. Like, how do we think this shakes out? And are you starting any of them?
Odobert has been ghosting like crazy.
Yeah, I'd start him.
I'd definitely start Odobert.
Larsen as well. That guy's
been Larsen has been scoring as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes sets. I'd start him too.
I like Larsen. We'll talk about him later.
Foster's a decent punt. Like, if you want to revisit this Rashford DCL garbage, then I think Foster's banging out with them for,
My opponent's starting Fofana, so
hey.
make of that what you will. With Awoniyi on the bench, waiting in the wings. Pick your poison.
Yeah, Fofana, unfortunately, is the least sure out of those Burnley attackers. He's been off it lately, but I'd be okay starting, like, forced away.
Any Burnley defenders not named Murich?
O'Shea.
Yeah.
Okay, so just O'Shea for you guys. Not Asignon?
Yeah, maybe Asignon.
It's your boy.
Yeah. I mean, not him. If it comes down to Asignon versus Lamptey, then you've done well.
Let's bet that right now. Let's make it a magical day.
Start both.
This
how crazy. Much? What
don't,
do you want to?
Please don't.
What are the stakes?
What are we betting? Off.
Wait, what's the bet? Asignon versus Lamptey?
Either one of them gets 10 points.
No, the highest score, assuming both start.
I'd go Asignon.
Obviously,
let's go.
I'm going Lamptey as well.
Yeah. Game week 38 bet. I love this.
All right, I'm locking it in.
Hell yes.
Team Lamps.
And by the way, if we hadn't mentioned this already, Murich is set and forget at this point.
Guy's a god.
Absolute monster. I mean, he's Leno from last season.
Next year. I wonder if he'll come back to the Prem. next year.
That'd be amazing.
I hope he goes to Forest, for fuck's sake. Like, leaky enough defense, allows the shots, he gets his saves.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right, so that's everyone on Burnley. How are we feeling about Forest? We talked about Wood, we talked about Gibbs White, we talked about Hudson-Odoi. That leaves us with guys like Elanga, Danilo, Yates.
Reina as well.
Dude, I think he's done.
Who?
Reina.
That one start?
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah.
He's done what he was brought in to do.
Wait, Genie, are you saying Aina? Ola Aina?
Yeah. Ola.
Okay. Not Reina.
Reina, sorry.
Yeah.
Reina could rot on
the Reina could rot in hell.
Yeah, I have to use PG there.
Unfortunately for Americans, it's kind of hard to watch, but
yeah, he's like our best player.
I know. It's fine.
Yep.
Oh, Genie, congratulations on Jesse Marsh.
Yeah, new MLS national team manager.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, considering we were linked to Ole a few weeks ago and I was hyped, and then I see the old Leeds guy coming in.
Yep.
Mid off.
Jesse Marsh, baby. here to coach up your young team to greatness.
The net, baby. The net is going
Canadian.
The net is going north of the border.
That is a callback right there.
Yep.
All right, we good on this matchup?
We have been good for 20 minutes now.
Draft Alchemy mentions swooping Awoniyi right now, just in case. Is that something you would do?
I don't know. I would.
I don't think it's worth it, but
yeah, maybe. I'm with Ryan.
I know you mentioned him as a potential starter, like if he goes, Toddy, but like, would you pick him up ahead of time?
I would. Okay. Like, I don't think there are many good streams or surefire pickups that I would rather go for than a high upside punt.
Okay. I love it. All right. Up next, Chelsea versus Bournemouth. Chelsea clean sheet percentage, 29%. Bournemouth, just 8. just the 8. Defense, pretty rough one here. Chelsea last 5. This, of course, does not include today. So add, what is it, 3 more to that? Is it 3? Did they score 3 today?
I think it was a 2. Yeah, 2-1.
Was it
2-1?
2-1. Okay. So goals scored / conceded, you're going to be looking at 14-10 then. And then for Bournemouth, it's 6 scored to 8 conceded. So again, does not seem like we're looking for clean sheets here necessarily. But who are our for sure starters? You guys saw the injury to Mudryk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Reece James is unfortunately done before he even started.
Right.
I mean, on the plus side, he's not getting injured in game week 1 and game week 2.
He'll be ready for preseason.
I think he's suspended for the first 4 games, it said, or 3 games, one of those.
Oh, it's, Jesus.
It's, yeah, so I mean, he might get injured.
Toddy, on the plus side, you're not starting him for 14 minutes just to have him go out injured.
Yeah.
In this game week.
I mean, maybe he will finally fall below the third round.
So, does this mean that Nkunku has a pretty good shot of starting?
Yeah,
I think so.
Sure.
So, are we talking Jackson, Palmer, Madueke, and Nkunku as that kind of like spear up front?
I think the only change to the starting of lineup is Nkunku for Mudryk. I think it's the exact same as what it was today.
So you're starting everybody?
Again, I think it's going to be a more sentimental.
You think you see like a Chilwell or something?
I think Sterling comes in and Thiago Silva come in.
I think Silva started today.
Sterling, yeah. I think Silva will start for sure. It's his last game and at home.
Yeah. He's a bit more of a legend than Varane is. I saw him sitting on the turf at the end of this game. I was like, why?
But it's Sterling, man. That's that. There's nothing sentimental there. He's done nothing for Chelsea.
That's what I mean. I think they're going to try to push him out.
Out the door.
There's no need for a farewell game. Just send him packing tonight.
I mean, yeah. Like, I completely agree with you, Jeannie. I think Madueke, Palmer, Jackson, and Nkunku, this is your future. This is the future of your team. Going.
Absolutely. Sterling could just watch, clap, or if he wants to get the golf clubs ready, like, I mean, I'm sure Poch would pay for his plane ticket out tomorrow.
Oh, man. We just fleeced teams on Sterling. That's awesome. That was so good.
He sucks.
Okay. Anyway, so as far as, I mean, they're playing Bournemouth. That 29% clean sheet possibility, I suppose you could say. So as far as defenders on Chelsea, are there any sure starts? I hate to say Gusto. It, but you're starting Gusto.
Yeah, you're Gusto definitely gang. Starting Gusto. But I wouldn't start anyone else.
I don't mind starting like Cucurella.
I mean, that's a decent punt. Although Chilwell was on the bench. Too. So
did
he might
Chilwell come on today?
He didn't come on, but he might come on in Game Week 38, which will eat into Cucurella minutes.
Those last 3.5 minutes are going to destroy Cucurella's points.
Starting Gallagher.
Yeah. He's been pretty poo as of late, if I'm not mistaken. I have him in a league. Well, this double game week actually was horrendous. I think, what did he get? Like 4 points?
He didn't get four total.
Four.
Yeah.
Four, so. As but opposed we know to the can... last double game week where he got like 45.
He can pop up. We know that. So you got to start him. You can't.
You're starting him for sure.
He's gotten you here, really. I mean, like, he's one of those players that you didn't expect a lot from, and he's gotten you where you are if you're a manager in this final game week. Okay, great.
Caicedo's one on torn. I wouldn't say torn on. He was good the last few games.
Yeah, but the last game with the assist kind of made it look a lot better. Today he was, I think he got like 2.5, 3.
Didn't swan dive, he probably would have got another assist.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but Jackson's going Jackson.
Fair enough. I can't argue that.
Caicedo basically has to assist in order to score well. I'm going to bench him.
Yeah, it's like the long staff one.
Let's talk Bournemouth for sure starters.
Christy.
This is a tougher one.
Christy for sure all day.
Christy every day of the week and yesterday.
Okay, sure. Probably you'll get to your 10. Empty. Get to your 8 to 10.
I'd still say you got to ride with Solanke. He's been great this year. You can't just throw him on the bench. He started every single game this year. Just let him have one more goal.
Okay. Any other, like, for sure starters? We'll talk streamers in a second because I know there's a couple here that.
Cook, like, probably.
Cook more of a streamer, maybe.
Semenyo, I think I'd go.
Semenyo is a good one.
Yeah, he's got Semenyo's some upside. He's had I think his only bad game recently was against Arsenal, which you really can't fault him for.
Yeah. Someone like Scott, I would be like, ugh.
No. Scott's like a 2.5, 3 points, and then hooked up minute 55.
he can score in bunches when he wants. I would think about it if I was jammed up in the midfield, but yeah. Sinesi's set and forget.
Yeah. That one's obvious.
Dude scores attacking returns like it's his freaking job.
But that's the only defender, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Kluivert?
No, that guy's such a wild card, man.
And
I don't know if I'd do it against Chelsea.
And then
he's
finally,
the definition of first sub.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
I think he has the. I was looking at the lowest ghost point per start numbers for different positions based on like 20 or more starts. And he's like, I think third to worst. It's like 4.2. It's putrid.
Just leave him on the FA.
That's pretty bad. And then folks in chat asking about Tavernier.
Yeah, you have to start him if he's starts, I think.
Did we mention Dango?
That's a trickier one for me.
Yeah.
I'm leaning to a no, though.
That's taking up a valuable forward spot.
True.
If it was like my mid five, I'd think about it. But since he's a forward, that's tough.
Toddy, stop cutting up your cocaine on the desk.
Let me see.
All right. Have we talked this one to death? Oh, wait, we didn't talk any Chelsea punts. Are there any Chelsea players, if they start, you definitely want to snatch them up?
I can't think that far out of a punt. Like, Chilwell is the biggest punt you could think, or Sterling, and I don't know if I'd want to start either of them. Maybe Sterling, definitely not Chilwell. That guy sucks.
All right, that's fair. Okay, I think we're ready to move right along. Crystal Palace, the in-form, electrifying Crystal Palace versus Aston Villa. Not so much in-form Aston Villa. So, Crystal Palace have won 4 of their last 5. Just wild. They have scored 15 while conceding 4. Aston Villa have scored 7 while conceding 12. It's just crazy. This is absolutely wild. Importantly, 3 out of 5 matches in the three out of the last 5 matches for both of these teams, both teams have scored. So Palace with a 23% clean sheet estimation and Villa with a 17% clean sheet estimation. Let's talk for sure starters.
The big boys, Azeolise for sure.
Yep.
I'm going against Wharton, so probably Wharton.
At this point, Wharton, I think, really is good. You just lock him in.
Yeah, but I think he got 11 last time out, but with an assist. So like he has a stinker in him if he doesn't nick an attacking return.
Okay,
but
I think at that's this fair. Point,
he's your mid 4, mid 5. Munoz must start.
Yeah, I like Richards as well as a start here.
Ooh.
Mm.
You went against my wishes. Against, I told you not to. I think it was Richards versus somebody else. You were trying to match the Palace.
Yeah,
I told you Wolves would nick one.
Still got almost 6.
Mitchell.
Mitchell needs that assist, otherwise he's cooked.
Yeah,
not sure off. There are any defensive starters from Palace other than Munoz that warrant the start here.
You want to start Richards? He's been really good the last few games, I'd say.
Look at Anderson's numbers too. I think he's been decent too.
I just think Villa will score.
I think they will too.
But Villa, to me, seem like they're going to be on the beach. I mean, I think they might rotate the side. They've confirmed.
One of my streamers is Duran. So
yeah,
I think he'll be hungry.
Stop. Now you're Peter Drury up in here.
Anderson's
hungry
last.
Like what, Toddy? Hungry like what?
Anderson's last 6 performances, 13.25, 16, 14.5, 7.75, 8.5, 10.
Start him.
Starting.
Do it. Start him.
That's pretty good, Dan.
Yeah.
All right. That about settles Palace, unless you guys want to talk Hughes?
No.
Yeah, Hughes is, I think, injured, and I think he's out for the season. Talk about farewell games. I think Schlupp, I mean...
Jeff!
I don't know if he's going to leave, but he's getting...
The farewell is can happen even if he doesn't leave.
Yeah. It's true. The farewell team has left him. Like his level and standard has left.
If you're
hemmed up, there's so many forwards. I don't know why you would start IU.
I mean, we talked about Rashford and
DCL. Rashford or IU.
I'd rather IU than Rashford or DCL.
Whew.
No.
I don't think he starts though, but yeah, if he starts then I'd rather him.
Wait, is Eze okay? Is he good?
Yeah.
Okay. And Olise is healthy too?
Yeah.
Mateta.
Mateta's been great. He's been lights out.
Player in the last 2 months.
Right, yeah.
So the wheels fall off.
He's only going to get you 67 minutes, but hopefully in that time. Yeah. All right. Let's talk Villa. Or not. We can.
Yeah. I wouldn't start Martinez. I wouldn't start any defenders. McGinn's a tweener. I think you start Luis. Watkins.
McGinn feels like a trap to me.
I wouldn't start Luis.
Yeah.
He's been dog shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, really? I don't like McGinn either, but he just dropped 7, which is decent.
So just Duran then.
Just Duran. Duran.
Bailey.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bailey has been good.
Diaby?
Oh, yeah. He just dropped a good score. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I forgot he existed, to be honest.
I know. He's going to go under the radar next year.
Yeah, but 0-4 are forwards. Like, yeah.
Good reason.
Yeah, but these are forwards that can score. I mean, I think, although Palace is stingy defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the clean sheet numbers. Like, that says something.
Agreed. Duran all the way.
Okay. I don't know. Do you think Duran actually gets the start? He hasn't gotten one yet, has he?
It's freaking City when they laid down for him.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Didn't give us that pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Oh, if Tielemann goes?
No. It's not the same Tielemans.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so excited to get Leicester back. This is great. Anyway, sorry.
KVH, baby.
Oh, man. Let's go. All right. Moving right along, guys. Liverpool versus Wolves. These clean sheet numbers are very interesting.
When's the last time Liverpool kept a clean sheet?
I can tell you exactly what it was. Because I shared that stat with you this week. If you set aside the Atalanta second leg that was a dead rubber and they knew that they were winning anyway, if you set that aside, we have not kept a clean sheet in 14 matches.
So that 45% is just coming out of someone's ass.
It's probably using data from like the entire season is my guess. I don't know that they're really utilizing, you know, form. Is my guess.
I mean, look at Wolves' form.
Wolves scored three goals in the last 6 games.
I'm just looking at that now.
Guess where the Wolves are in the table?
13th?
19th? Third
freaking teenth.
Well like above relegation. Well above relegation.
I like Liverpool defenders. Famous last words in this one.
Yeah.
I like Kwanzaa if Gomez still gets a shot. I would like
they
him
still
as well.
Ghost really well, regardless of a clean sheet.
Talk about magical days. I mean, Klopp's farewell game against the struggling Wolves.
No, I mean, let's be honest. You start any Liverpool attackers that are out there.
Yeah, not Endo.
No, that's I don't count him as an attacker, obviously.
fair.
So are you're benching Endo?
I'm not even picking him off.
I know that's what I mean. Yeah. So
Gravin Birch is.
Yeah,
if he gets a start,
yeah.
Yeah.
He usually.
I think Szoboszlai, maybe. He might get a go. Last game of the year, get some confidence before the summer. Nothing to play for, really. So he's one that's probably been dropped in a bunch of leagues.
Yeah. And I think Liverpool, basically, as much as it kind of pains you, you're going to just start all the defenders and hope. Right. Yeah.
What about Connor Bradley? Do we think he starts?
No. It'll be Trent.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
Robertson, Trent, Van Dijk, and probably Kwanzaa, interestingly enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Konate's. Yeah. He needs to figure his stuff out, can't I?
Yeah. I think the only change from the Villa game will be Robertson coming in for Joe Gomez, who was actually playing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the way it goes.
Confirm that Robertson's back. I know that Klopp said
Klopp said it that he was back.
Todd, you think Elliott keeps his spot?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to say this later, but he's out there in some leagues. Like, you need to check immediately to see if he's in your league, available in your league.
It was a late game. It was a late game in game 37, and people were afraid that he's not going to start, so they went for other assets. Fair. So,
yeah. That should be your first check. See if he's out there, because, yeah, Klopp's last game, home, if there's ever going to be a multi-goal affair, this could be it. Could be. Again, famous last words.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, let's talk Wolves. Are there for sure starters for you?
No. Cunha.
Yeah. Cunha, just Sarabia, maybe, if he starts.
Rabia hasn't started in several games, so I don't see him starting. He's a tweener if he does.
Man, he's been so bad lately.
Yeah.
So who would it be then, Ryan? So Huang, Bellegarde, maybe Lamina, Gomez,
Huang. Yeah. That was the. The lineup last game.
Bizarre.
Yeah, very.
So, what? Any of those that you're trusting against Liverpool?
Cunha.
I could see Huang getting a jammy ass goal.
Yeah, he could. But if he doesn't, he's getting 0.5.
True.
So, like, roll the dice.
That's absolutely true. You're going to trot out Kilman, right? The guy just scores points for fun. He's going to have Trent headers all day long to get aerials.
He just got -7 against Manchester City.
Did he really? Well, that's City.
I'm not starting. Like, I'm expecting a bigish win.
Okay, that's fair.
For Liverpool.
Then we'll just shy away.
They've scored decently. Other than that Everton game, they've scored 2, 4, and 3 goals in the last 3 games. So,
yeah. Zach in chat, I don't want any part of Wolves this week. I think you're probably right.
I agree with Ryan. Cunha, the only one that's probably a decent starter, but we have been talking about so many decent-ish.
Yeah. So why would you
forwards that? Why would you start Cunha?
Yeah, good call.
And also, he's been on roster, so if you drop him, nobody will be able to pick him up and benefit from your drop. So
yeah, are there any punts here? I would say maybe on Liverpool, but I think they're going to roll out their strongest side, if only because it's such a momentous occasion.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Gravenberch or Szobo, I think, would maybe be the only potential tweaks, but I still don't see it.
I don't think people have dropped Szoboszlai anyway.
I picked him up in a league last week just in case. But yeah, Gomez, I mean, Klopp loves Gomez. That's the only thing. Like, we could potentially see him keep that spot.
And true.
Isn't it true that Gomez has never scored a prem goal? Maybe Klopp wants a true, you know.
How many times has he?
He'll take the penalty.
How many times has he hit the post, though? That's the question.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the crossbar.
Every free kick. Klopp just wants a Gomez goal before he leaves.
Very, very weird last request.
No.
You never know with Klopp.
All right, let's round it out, boys. We got two more. Man City versus West Ham. Clean sheet percentage for City's 52%. West Ham 4%. If only. That would be whatever. We won't even go there. Okay. City, obviously, 5 wins on the trot. Actually, make it 6 because the most recent game's not in here. They have scored 17, conceded 1 in the last 5. And West Ham have scored 8, conceded 14. So let's just run through City starters and who you think. I mean, he's pretty much kept the same lineup in the last few matches, hasn't he?
I think there's a chance that Doku might actually come in. He's been playing really well off the bench. I don't know if he wants to keep it like that. Kovacic, I mean, he's been pretty – he was garbage in both of the games fantasy-wise. And in real life, he didn't offer anything.
I wouldn't start him.
Yeah, no. I'm not starting Kovacic fantasy. But I do think there's a chance Doku could start over him or I don't know. That's probably the only one that I could see if Klopp wants to really – or sorry, Pep wants to really just go for it.
I mean, there's not a whole lot else to say, right? Haaland, Foden, De Bruyne, you're starting them all. Silva, you're starting them. Rodri, you're starting him. City defenders, honestly, unfortunately.
Honestly, yeah. I was going to say that they've become decent punts.
Yeah. Walker, I'd probably start him. Gvardiol, holy shit! I mean, he's just an attacker now. He just scores goals.
Yeah.
Man, he's incredible. He's controlling every game for Pep.
I wonder where he's drafted next year. I mean, the amount of time he spends in the opponent's box is crazy. Like, yeah, he's just, oh, man.
He wants goals, too. He took some weird shot against City where he could have just cut it back for Haaland. I'm sorry, against Spurs.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so that leaves your center backs. Probably, Ake and Akanji?
I'm leaving those two.
Or maybe Diaz?
Yeah, all those guys need a clean sheet to get above 5.
I don't think I'm starting them. And then Chad is asking about Ederson. Weird situation with him. Something about his eye. He got poked in the eye, or he has a problem with his eye.
I think there's better options than Ederson.
I thought he was okay. Let's see. Fantrax says, it's now known he had a problem with his eye, not being able to see correctly, so he was forced off the field. He'll now be a game-time decision for Sunday's match, likely needing a fitness test or a checkup ahead of the contest to decide his availability.
I'd try away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Toddy on that. I think there's better options.
All right, fair enough. What about punts for City? There's going to be a lot of them.
Like, the only one I could really see getting some minutes is Doku. I don't think anyone else is in with a shot of starting.
Yeah, because it means so much. It's like it's such a big match. I don't know why he would risk rolling out Oscar Bob or any, you know.
Yeah, but it's only Oscar Bob that's a decent enough punt, and also he's very much not starting.
That's fair. Okay, so yeah, because you wouldn't start Nunez. He's been shit. You wouldn't start. Yeah, that's a good point, Toddy.
Kovacic, leave alone.
Okay.
Kovacic.
Okay.
What was the stat that I posted in the chat about Kovacic? He got
6.5 and 90 or something, and then someone else got what was it, Yusuf Chetmir or something like
that. Yeah. the sub, Everton sub, Chermiti.
Got or 6 points. Yeah.
Got the same points as Kovacic in two starts.
Chermiti, yeah. Wow, yeah. Pubs with Ab saying that the rumor out there is that City lied so that they could use Ederson so he wouldn't have to go through the concussion protocol.
I can 100% see that.
Oh, this team is... Oh, okay. Let's stop talking about them. Ryan, you've remained nice and quiet this whole time.
I just realized I've been on mute.
Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah, I'm just saying I can't imagine them doing that. I mean, integrity, first class.
Exactly.
Story type stuff.
Add it to the charges.
Yep.
Add it to the bill.
That's 116. All right, West Ham. Who are you definitely starting against City?
I'm all in on West Ham. Bowman.
You are?
Antonio is going to be the hero.
Don't listen to Genie on this, please. Listeners.
Can you mute Genie?
I can, if you want.
Listen. Antonio is all about having the spotlight on him. If he scores the goal that decides the title, he will not shut up for years to come. Probably until he's, at least 60 years old. This guy's going to be listening to every pump-up song he can. I don't know, man. Like, I think you could do worse than punting on Antonio this week.
This is the most Genie call of all time.
Has Mikel Antonio not scored in the last 70 games because he thought that his goals wouldn't get enough highlights?
Exactly. This is his time. You know what? I will back my own word and start him in every league.
3.82 ghosts per game.
I'm ready to see 12 points with a goal.
That's what it'll take.
That's what you're going to get.
I put a good $2 on Antonio to score and West Ham to win. So, the payout of over $100 is crazy.
Odd. Trust me, dude. We all hope that happens.
No, but I believe it.
Okay.
Me, I'm delusional.
I still like Bowen in a game like this with just transitions. Yeah. He's going to be dangerous. I don't know about anybody else. Paqueta.
Kudus.
Paqueta
has been shit lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with him? Just not as involved.
Yeah.
I've watched a couple of West Ham matches recently, and I love Kudus. He's such an electric player.
Oh,
he's fantastic.
Good. How is Antonio rostered in all of my leagues? This is tough.
Yep. I mean,
you were so loud in your bet that you're going to start him in every league, but you don't have him in any league.
No, I could get him in one league. Submitted that zero fab waiver claim, put him at the top.
Genie, Zach has a question for you. Salah or Antonio?
Oh, I mean, obviously Salah. But, if you're talking like Rashford, DCL,
yeah,
irony, like, you might as well have some fun. Go with the guy who could cause the Cinderella story to not happen this weekend.
Real question though, Pubs with Ab, are you guys benching JWP?
I think so.
Yeah.
You are? Damn. He's on sets, right? Well,
but he still needs a goal to crack near like 6 points.
True, so. He's been bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Pubs, honestly, because he later on said JWP or Wood.
No, I'd go Chris Wood for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wood.
All right.
I think I'd even go Antonio.
Of course you would. Of course you would. All right, last one, lads. Let's do this. Sheffield United, clean sheet odds 6% versus Tottenham Hotspur, clean sheet odds 32%. Tottenham, as you can see, have lost 4 out of the last 5. Sheffield United have lost 5 out of the last 5. these teams are struggling for form.
They deserve each other.
They deserve each other. This is a match made in heaven.
If you look at that Spurs schedule, though, geez. Arsenal, I know. Chelsea.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty brutal. Yeah. It's pretty brutal. So, Sheffield United have scored 5 in the last 5 and conceded 17. Spurs have scored 6 in the last 5 and conceded 12. Spurs is the more concerning one. They aren't scoring goals. So that's something to think about. However, this is against Sheffield United.
Yeah,
so
the window.
Yeah. So curious to hear your take on who are your for sure starters. Let's start with Spurs.
Madison now.
Madison's son.
Madison's back.
Poro.
Johnson, I think.
Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, and Johnson will probably start.
Romero.
I'd probably go Romero, yeah.
Kulu?
I don't mind.
Kulu if he starts.
Kulu if he starts.
Although he's
been
bad. Any
attacker if they start.
Yeah, I know, but he's been bad.
Yeah. Dragosin.
It's Sheffield, though. You know, you got to start Dragosin.
Dragosin was shit against City.
Oh, I was kind of impressed.
But not
I thought he was all
fan tracks wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't think he's good in fan tracks.
I mean, I think he's going to face Rian Brewster, so.
RIP. Your funeral.
Yeah, one point with 2 goals conceded. He's like a 7 points with a clean sheet guy.
Oh, that's true.
One point with 2 goals conceded, that's 5 points. If he gets a clean sheet on top of those 5 points, that's 11.
Yeah, but Romero could get you like 11 without a clean sheet.
That's true.
I mean, I'd rather Romero, obviously. But
if he's available, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst stream. It's Sheffield. Like Toddy said, 11 points is 11 points.
They'll still score.
I hope so for the
way. That's why you should start Rian Brewster.
No, please no.
Brewster no. Or Antonio.
Oh God.
I'd rather Brewster.
Duran. Give me Duran.
I don't think Spurs could move any which way, and oh no, they could fall to 6 if they lose, but I hope they lose. They deserve to lose. That entire fan base deserves to lose.
Keeping in mind this is Sheffield United, let's talk CDMs. So are you starting Bentancur or Sarr in the hope that they get you an assist?
No.
Okay. And then in defense, you talked Romero, potentially Dragosin/Vandeven, neither of them. Who's on the left? Royale?
Royale.
Yeah.
No.
Man, he sucks.
They looked a lot better with Van de Ven on the left.
Skip, yeah. Skip, isn't Skip like one of the only people to not get any sort of stat or something like that when he played?
Yeah, he got 0 that last game he played at left back.
Yeah, just
there's... he's the 24-year-old who looks like a 56-year-old.
I love that. All right, Sheffield United. Are there any for sure starters?
I don't mind starting Hammer if he goes.
I'm gonna roll out Hammer for sure.
Yeah, he's set and forget. He's been good. His mind.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Diaz, maybe... Archer.
No, is Mikatee have any chance of starting? Because his last start, he was lights out. So
probably not.
If he started, that's not the worst punt. He got 10.5 against Liverpool in his start, 21 against Burnley. He had 6 against Wolves. He's not a bad starter. One of those.
Yeah.
And we're acting like Spurs are a top team. They still suck.
Yeah, I mean, what? 12
this should
conceded.
Be the relegation.
We'll go.
12 conceded in the last 5.
Jaden Bogle?
No.
Or Bogling?
No, not Toddy, a defender.
You start Bogle, I'll start Antonio.
Another bet.
I don't want to start Bogle.
Is Arblaster back? He was injured, wasn't he?
He got three points last week.
Who cares?
Nah, don't do it. All right. Is that it? Wrap it up? Sounds great. All right, perfect. That's it.
Love the new format.
We did it, guys. Yeah. We did it. That's not bad. That's not bad. Let's knock out some streamers and get the hell out of here. yeah, because I mean,
talked about all of them.
There's a reason we don't do that every week. It takes a damn long time. But yeah, thanks for hanging in, guys. That was good. That was good. I like that. All right, Game Week 38 streamers. So yes, we already talked about most of these guys, but these are sort of our favorites. So these are the ones that, you know, if you have a choice, these are the ones we'd consider picking up first, stashing them away, running them up through waivers, and then sure, if they don't start, drop them, whatever. But these are the ones we'd like for their upside this week. So, Toddy, hit us with yours.
We already talked about all of these. Tavernier versus Chelsea, Sade versus Newcastle, the most iffy of these. Awoniyi, I think, maybe has a chance to start against Burnley, and Duran, the most certain-ish starter. I think he gets a shot after his
heroics
against Liverpool. You know, all of these attackers have high upside, so go for these.
I think it makes sense. Ryan?
Yeah, we talked about Darochet. I like Kwanzaa. I think they got a decent chance of getting a clean sheet there. Olaina is a tweener. He goes fairly well. He'll get you 7 with a goal conceded still, but if they somehow nick a clean sheet or he gets an attacking return, he's decent. Joe Linton, I mean, we already talked about, been doing very well from the bench. I think he deserves a start. If he does, he should get you at least double digits, you would think.
Wait, guys, did I fuck up?
What?
Where is Luton Fulham?
Oh, shit.
Joe continuing his stream.
Yeah, I well and truly am on the beach. This is because I was about to go through my streamers and was gonna mention one Adebayo and thought, wait. Why didn't we already talk about him? Because we didn't talk about anyone from Luton or Fulham. Want to do that quick?
Luton are winning 7-0. I think that's...
I love it. I love it. And who are you starting from Luton for sure?
Doughty. All their attackers. I don't know what Barkley's saying. He's hurt. Menji's been pretty good ghost wise, so he's not the worst starter. Fulham roll out like a C and a half team.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Who are you starting from Fulham?
Who are they gonna start? That's my question.
Right.
Adama?
If it's a magical day, Adama starts.
Yeah. Game week 38, as Toddy always says. This is magical.
He hasn't started a game all year. This is going to be it.
Frankie Muniz.
Why the hell not?
Why the hell not?
Pereira.
He's as good at kite flying as all the others.
Maybe better.
It will be.
Yeah, you start your Fulham guys, your big hitters.
Anthony.
But
you starting Willian?
Yeah.
If he starts, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? All right.
I wouldn't start like someone like Wilson or
Paulinho.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those Lukic.
All right. We did this very quick. This is good, guys. Anybody not named Robinson that you're starting in defense?
No.
Leno.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe.
Leno or asking for a friend. Leno or Emmy?
Leno.
Okay. I'll let him know. All right, now I can go over my streamers, guys. So I mentioned Harvey Elliott. You should absolutely go and just check and see if he's in your league. 46% rostered. I know in Fantrax, like in community leagues, it's going to be way higher than that, probably in the 90s. But in your home leagues, there's a chance he's out there floating around. Grab him, please, immediately. I like Jacob Brun-Larson versus Forrest. I think that could be a decent play. He's been hot lately and also been playing soccer well. He has been, scoring pretty decently and actually Ghost's pretty okay. And then, of course, Ogbene is back, which is kind of cool. He made a bench appearance last week, a little cameo at the end of the game, and there's a decent chance that he starts this one. If you remember how he started the season, it's absolutely worth stashing him just to see. And then, of course, you can drop him at kickoff if or when lineups are announced if he's not in there. All right, that does it for me. Anything to add, guys?
Is this going to be our farewell thing, or are we going to?
No, we have our season wrap up next week. Yeah.
All right. Well. Yeah. No,
we'll leave it for that.
In that case, no farewell for you.
Yeah. No. In that case, just best of luck in the last game week.
Join Perfect 11.
Yeah. Do it. Join Perfect 11. It's going to be a blast. Link is in the description. Description is in the link too.
Is it though? Because it wasn't last week.
It wasn't. It is now.
Okay.
It is for sure. Well, I mean, I was also sure that I got the slides right. It's fine. We're all good. Anyway, all right. Best of luck to everybody. Listeners, you're the best. Thanks for another amazing season. Honestly, you all are the reason we do this. You know that. And you're just incredible. And chat has been incredible. Chat has been amazing this season. Thanks for joining in the live shows. We're hoping for just continued awesomeness / even some more innovation next season. So thanks again for all you do and for cheering us along. Love y'all. Take care.